This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Protesters took to the streets in Iran Monday. It's the third day of demonstrations after Iranian authorities acknowledged shooting down a passenger plane by accident. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence and chanted against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian demonstrators are protesting their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. The plane crash early Wednesday killed everyone on board, mostly Iranians and Iranian Canadians. After initially pointing to a technical failure and insisting the armed forces were not to blame, authorities on Saturday admitted accidentally shooting down in the face of mounting evidence and accusations by Western leaders. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Meanwhile, AP's John Gambrell reports an initial Iranian investigation details the final moments before the jet crashed.
It says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
That is the AP's John Gambrell reporting. Reuters is reporting talks aimed at agreeing to an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to achieve a breakthrough on Monday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Khalifa Haftar, commander of the Libyan National Army faction, has asked for another day to consider the deal. Kenyan police say al-Shabaab extremists killed three people in an assault early Monday in eastern Kenya. It's the fifth attack in 13 days. Three teachers were killed and one was abducted. The AP says they also set fire to a police post. U.S. stocks are up in midday trading. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News.